Michael Dunlop, it's good to have you back in Donegal, another international rally, and you don't do too many of them, so I'm sure you're jumping at the bit to get at it.
I am looking to get out and about there. If I'd done as many as Brian, I'd be happy enough. He's out every weekend, but no, we don't get as much as time as I'd want to. Just racing motorbikes doesn't give us the chance, but I'm really looking forward to it here. The weather's going to be half decent too, so it's I'm really looking a bit of a buzz now to get here.
Why is it Donegal's the main rally that you do? You were here last year and you're here again this year, and there's been all bikes since then, so why Donegal?
Yeah, it's just, you know, creates a big massive crowd. I was here last year for the first time. Brian there, Brogan Eves, entered just me to the whole thing and just got me up and running, and you know, everybody seems to be the cream of the cream here at Donegal. Everybody seems this is the big rally, 3-day rally, and it sits well into the motorbikes where I've got a bit of a break too, so it's just nice to come here. And when the weather's good here, you want to see the people out there. There's nothing that gives you as big a buzz, you know, as seeing all the people stand on the hedge watching you drive a car.
Does it take you long to switch off from bikes and switch on to car?
Sadly, the bikes never switch off. It's always running in the head, but it's just funny because with the bike, you're on your own, and James is sitting with me again this year, so I have to listen to him, which I can assure you is not easy.
Did you listen much to him last year?
If I listened as much as he said, as a man says, if I listened to everything, I believed everything he told me, I'd hit all the scenes. So he's done a good job. He's good. He knows where he's going around here, and he knows when to push me and when to hold me back. And I need somebody like that, because if not, I'd just be through the first hedge that I got to. So yeah, it's good having somebody like that keeping you in top.
You didn't finish last year, so a ticket to finish Donegal this year as the target?
Oh, definitely not. No, that's not the target. The target is to drive as hard as we can for as long as we can. And if we get away with it until Sunday, well, that's good. And if not, don't get me wrong, I would like to come here on Sunday and finish the rally. Obviously, last year we didn't. We had a few upsets and whatnot. It's the first rally I've ever done, so what do you do? You know, you learn from your mistakes. It's just a pity we hadn't got through a bit more. We only really got Friday out the road. Didn't really get into Saturday at all. We had stopped. And now none of Friday's stages is being used, so it's a bit of a nightmare. But look, we'll get there.
How did you find it last year with the times compared to the other national boys that are driving rally cars week in, week out? Were you competitive with them, Michael?
Yeah, we were. I think we were lying 13th or 15th in the first couple of stages. And I was disappointed, but the boys were saying it was good going, you know, but I was a little disappointed. I thought maybe, look, I'm not going to drive with these boys, but when you're used to just seeing the name on up the sheet, you like to be up there with them, but I just need to push on. I just need to, you know, it's hard when you're, it's like anything. If I had my car and went up my back road, I think I would be all right. And you brought them boys there, maybe take a minute or two to learn it, and I'm coming to their territory, and I don't even know the roads are or what they are or what they're doing. And, you know, the boys in the road, like same with James, who sits with me. We went and done a bit of recce today, and he knows every bump in the road and every turn in the road, and that makes a big, massive help. But I just need to push on. The car's good. Den's done a good job. Den Motorsports built me a great car, so I just need to focus.
What stages are you looking forward to this weekend? The Fridays has all changed. You lasted the first day last year. So what are you hoping to get as far as, and what sort of challenges do you want to meet over the weekend?
Yeah, the problem here is everyone's so fast, you know what I mean? And I just want to go, just set off the stage and enjoy the first day and try and get the good day over me and get into Saturday. And I would like to get into Sunday as well. I want to push on, but obviously it's a lot of fast stages there, and it depends how good my driving talent is, that we don't run out of any talent and we end up crashing. But we just need to push on and try to drive as hard as we can for as long as we can. It's just the main thing is just we want to try and keep it steady and make sure we get some stages in.
Everybody talks about Knockalla. I'm sure you would like to get as far as there and give a rattle at some of the little Mark II boys to see how you compare.
Aye, I would like to go up that there. You know, there's a big long stage and it's good fast there, and Brian's telling me they've got a couple of chicanes into it now, which I don't know if it helps or doesn't help, but it's a bit of a safety preference, you know. But I'd like to get that. I'd like to get to that part because it's a lovely part of the world, you know what I mean? And, you know, it looks a great drive. I just haven't got to it yet. So hopefully we'll get to it on Saturday and have a do at it.
How's the form away from the rally? Just you had your difficult times and the TT and you came off. So how's the injuries and how's the body holding up at the moment?
Yeah, the body suffered a wee bit. We took a bit of a crash at the TT in the first race, and we just struggled after that. I damaged my shoulder and my hand. A bone in my wrist and a bone in my hand, and then the nerves in my shoulder, which we struggled with, and I took a massive sort of blow to my groin area where I struggled then just losing feeling to my feet, you know. But we've been in the doctor yesterday, or been in the doctor on Sunday, back again on Tuesday, and I think we're all up and running again now. It's just going to take time to heal. So hopefully in the car I'll not be working as much, because with the bike, you know, you're using your fingers and your hands and your wrist action a lot more than you would be in the car. But say the body is definitely stiff and sore, but I say that's life.
Yeah. Will it restrict you in the car then?
I don't think so. I don't see why not. It's my right hand that's, and my paddle shifts on my left, so all I have to do is hold on to the steering wheel. Obviously, we'll just have to see when I'm sitting in it. When I sit down for a long period of time, my back gets sore, but I don't think it's not going to restrict me. No, it's, as I say, if I'm lying 50th maybe at the end of the week, I'll use it as an excuse, and if I'm not, I won't bother. But no, it's not going to give me any hassle. The bones are set in the right place, and I just need to just keep my head down and keep pushing.
I suppose a prime example of motorsport and how good it can be and how bad it can be is what was the TT, because there's so much expectation when you go to the Isle of Man, and especially with the Dunlop family, and then to end the way it did, it just shows that motorsport can be very, very cruel as well, Michael.
Yeah, the sport just, yeah, it's, look, I've won 2 years, the previous 2 years, and I've done four in a week each year. You know, it's never been done before, and you go from being four in a week, to nothing, which, you know, that's the form of motorsport. Look, there's a lot more boys come home from there with a lot worse condition than me, and I can go home with a grumpy head on me and say, oh no, that wasn't, you know, the way it is. But there's a lot of people and with serious injuries, and I'm lucky enough to come home. Yes, I've battered and bruised, but it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? It's one of them things, and that's sadly that's sport for you. But as I say, you know, we were on for a good run. The seniors, brand new motorbike. I fell off. It wasn't my fault, and that's what happens. It doesn't have to be your fault sometimes to take a smack, and ever since that we just struggled the rest of the week. But I'll be back again. Yeah. I'll be back to prove.
Yeah, what's next on the bikes for you? There's still a number of events to come before the summer's out.
We have six or seven yet. We just need to keep our head down. We'll get out of here and just see, probably, hopefully try and be fit again to go to the Southern 100, and then just make on from there. A couple of Euro races at home, RMI and stuff, and then Ulster Grand Prix. So yeah, we still have a couple more to go yet, and I say, if I get this rally out of the way, I might do a couple more rallies before the year's out. Yeah. Too.
And finally, is Michael Dunlop going to make his mark here on the Donegal International this weekend? What I mean by that is, on the timesheet at the finish ramp on Sunday, Michael?
Oh, I thought you meant by the hedge. I was going to say, that's a definite was going to happen, but I'll make a mark. Don't know what it might be, a black mark, I don't know, but sure, look, we'll have a go and say, look, these boys are not, they're not amateurs, you know what I mean? The boys can drive cars, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to come in here and think I'm going to be a hero, you know what I mean? These boys can drive and they can drive strong, you know what I mean? I would like to go in and stick my nose in and go out here, and if I can go out here, people saying that lad can drive all right, I'm happy enough.
Mm-hmm. Listen, thanks for talking to Henry Radio Sport. The best luck of the weekend.
Cheers, thanks very much.